Feedback is not grades, and evaluation and assessment are not the same thing.
Welcome to the Hack Learning Podcast, progressive education that provides right now solutions and never requires a five-year plan. And now, here's your host, a man who believes old school teachers should be put in a timeout, Mark Barnes.
Welcome to another episode of the Hack Learning Podcast. Thank you for joining. I'm Mark Barnes, and today we are hacking assessment. Again, we've done this before, and this time it's appropriate because I want to talk about an article that I wrote that appeared in Education Week's 10 Big Ideas in Education Special Report. I'm very excited about this because it's been popular and it is gaining traction, and there is a really important conversation going on over at this post, and you'll be able to find it on our show notes page over at hacklearning.org/10bigideas. And if you go there, there'll be an excerpt from the article that you can read, and I'm going to share some of it with you here. And then if you want to see it, you can click on a link there and head on over to EdWeek. And not just see this article, which is called, No, Students Don't Need Grades. Teachers Should Put the Focus on Learning, Not Letter Grades. And also there are 9 other articles. And these are big ideas in education. And EdWeek put this out in January 2018. It's all about sort of changing the narrative and looking ahead to things that we either are doing or we should be doing. So I was honored that EdWeek came to me and they liked what they were reading about going gradeless. So they had read some things that I had written. They were aware of Hacking Assessment by Star Saxteen, and it's all about going gradeless, even in a traditional school. And they also knew about the Facebook group, Teachers Throwing Out Grades. And I started that group a few years ago, and it has grown immensely. And Star Saxteen, who I mentioned, is a moderator there. And there are many other education authors and speakers and consultants and assessment experts. And there are thousands, last count, I believe over 8,000 people from all over the world who are interested in changing the narrative about how we assess learning. So EdWeek saw that group as well, and I'm happy that they came and they said, hey, we've got this 10 Big Ideas report coming, and we think a gradeless classroom is a big idea. And we'd like